Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Butch Baker. He is a swine veterinarian, formerly of Iowa State University, and he now has his own practice, Swine Consulting Services, in Ames, Iowa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
Butch.
Thank you, Joe.
You gave a presentation at the American Association of Swine Veterinarians meeting about the history of biosecurity, but you really singled out transportation. Why?
Well, yeah, I think that's maybe that's the last frontier that we have to conquer. And, you know, we've worked hard on truck transport biosecurity, but we know during the PED, the porcine epidemic diarrhea outbreak that came from China, that virus, in 2013, we started breaking. Several people did studies looking at slaughter trucks, and we quickly discovered that trucks that weren't contaminated with the virus when they arrived at slaughter plants, many of them were when they left, just through the unloading process. And the virus spread rapidly. Before that, we had porcine circovirus type 2, and it spread across the country in a very short period of time, about 18 months. It went from coast to coast, and we know that was transport related. For years, we've known that PRRS virus was likely transmitted in dirty trucks from both slaughter hall and then what we call inner sanctum hall, where they move the pigs from one site to another. And so transport is extremely important. The other thing we really worry about is if we get foot and mouth disease in this country, and we know that transport will be one of the big weaknesses that we face, and that will probably disseminate that virus again like the other diseases.
Now, you talked about maybe making some changes, obviously, in the way we do things in terms of equipment and so forth. Could you talk about those a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, I was at Pig Improvement Company years ago, and we came up with the idea that heated disinfection of trailers might be possible. And so we built an early version of that. And when I left PIC, I built another version at Premium Standard Farms when we started heating trucks. And that seemed to work. But what we encountered was these modern trailers that we haul pigs in are very difficult to clean, and even with the heat treatment, there's opportunity for failure. And one of the things we did that's a little different was side unload trailers, and that limits the exposure. Of course, this was a integrated company, so the pigs were ours, the trucks were ours.
Why would side loading make a difference?
It's so much easier to get them off, and the driver doesn't have to get on. You just, the sides open, and the pigs just walk off. They don't need, unless you have one that was injured or something during transport, they just all are glad to leave that truck. That was an early step, along with the heated trailers. And so we really need to think about maybe a redesign of how we transport pigs. When Jim McKean was alive, Jim was an innovator and very active in Iowa State professor. And we would have these discussions, sometimes late in the night. Sometimes we'd argue a lot because Jim liked to argue. But one of the ideas we came up with was making pig trailers more like containers. And so the container part that holds the pigs would actually leave the tractor and trailer, and we would design these so that they could be go through an automated cleanup and sanitation. And the idea was that we would have to have more of these container, trailer-like containers, but we could have a lot fewer drivers and tractors to move them around, because once they came out the other side, they would just slide right back on a truck and trailer frame, and then they could go right back to the farm as a sanitized and biosecure trailer. The other idea with this was that at the slaughter plant, that pigs wouldn't leave the trailer. You know, the containers would just be pulled off on a cog train, and then they would stay on the trailers with water, which would be a simple way, you know, we just plumbed the trailers with water, and then when they got in, somebody would do a fast connect, and so they would stay on the trailer, and then we would reduce the disease transmission at the slaughter plant, which Salmonella is the one that they tend to pick up when they're in the larriage. And so just big ideas. We tried to sell those ideas to some of the trailer manufacturers, and so far no bites. But of course, Jim is deceased now, so I guess I'm the one that's carrying the only torch.
Well, somebody's got to carry it forward.
Yeah.
So these are all then, it's just kind of on the drawing board. These are ideas.
Yeah, these are just ideas, unfortunately. But and there's a lot of other smart people that are thinking about these things and trying to find ways to solve this problem. But we do know, I mean, transport is probably the biggest risk we have left that we haven't solved.
All of these ideas are exciting, but they could be years away, and they sound, some of them sound like they could be a little costly. What can the industry do today with existing equipment to up its game with truck sanitation and biosecurity?
Well, one thing are the truck washes. When I was at the Iowa Pork Industry Center, one of the last things we did, we surveyed all the truck washes in Iowa and all the pig states, and we have a website at the Iowa Pork Industry Center where if you're interested where the truck washes are and then what services are available. And so key services that if you're going to clean a tractor and a trailer is fresh water, no recycled water. An employee does the cleaning, not the driver. And what disinfectant, if any, do they have available to use on that truck? The other thing is, you know, we know that the heated drying, whether it's the high temperature in the trailer bakers and the bio dries, or the TAD system that PIC developed, we know these things really eliminate pathogens, but you have to clean the truck after every load, and you have to disinfect it, wash it properly, disinfect it, and then dry it before you use it again. And that's one thing we can do today. Scott D. and others that really looked at disinfectants, we know which ones work really well against different diseases depending on what you're after. So,
and disinfectants are great, but what happens when it's 10, 20 degrees below zero?
Well, you can use antifreeze in some of these disinfectants, and they work just fine.
Really?
Of course, all these things add to a cost, and one of the issues is that especially the slaughter hall trucks, it's expensive to get your truck clean between every load, and so a lot of times they may scrape out and go all week and just scrape out between loads, you know, the bedding. And of course those trailers are contaminated with whatever pigs had that were on the trailer previous. So there's a lot of things we can do. We need more cost, you know, that's the idea. The automated wash would lower the cost of sanitizing the trailers. Right now, the way the trailers are designed, it still takes somebody hours.
Now, we've talked about managerial changes. What about structural changes? Are we moving pigs around too much, or there's things we can do to try to reduce the number of trips that pigs have to take in their lifetime?
Well, you know, our production was one great big production system, and you know, in sow's farrow every week, and they move to the nursery every week, and they just have to keep moving. You know, there's no way we can store them, and we can't make our trailers any bigger. You know, we have to abide by the rules, so that the structure won't allow us to do anything much different than we are. I mean, almost any given time, there's 50,000 pigs on the road going somewhere. A lot of them from North Carolina to the Midwest, mm-hmm. Canada to the Midwest, slaughter pigs going to California, all the different plants that we have in the United States. You know, in Iowa, there's always trucks on the road. And so I don't think we can get past that. The multi-site idea, where we went from all the pigs on one farm to where we specialize and have sows that only farrow, breed and farrow, and then nurseries or wean to finish barns or nursery finisher systems. That's worked well, and it really helped us improve the health of the pigs by keeping age groups together. Unfortunately, along came PRRS virus, which seemed to capitalize on that process. But today's industry structure, we're almost all multi-site production. All the large companies are, and many of the all the mid-sized companies are multi-site production.
So it's easier to spread it around.
Yeah. Well, we just have so many pigs moving, and the truck is the way they move.
We've talked a lot about transportation. What are some other areas of biosecurity where you feel the pork industry is could be doing much better?
Well, hey, one of the big areas is training our farm staff and people. We have a lot of turnover in our farms, and it's kind of an entry-level position. A lot of those positions are, so you have a lot of people, you know, work a year or two, and then, or maybe less, and then move on. So training and empowering our staff to be part of the biosecurity system. So many times you ask people on the farm, why are you doing this procedure? And, well, somebody told me to, yeah. You know, instead of this keeps diseases out of our farm, and that's why we do it. So. And when you think about risk, you know, when things that come into the farm are, we consider all those risks. Some of them are much greater than others, like a truck backing up the load and chute. But people come into those farms every day, and you don't know what their network is outside of work. And so tracking is a great potential. So 365 days a year, you've got 10 people on the farm, you've got that many risk factors that occur every year. And so we thought when we put the showers in, shower out, that solved that problem. Well, it's not really true. We've got to do a better job training our people. Filters has taken off in this country. We've got a lot of filtered sow farms. First they were negative pressure, they were retrofits, and we had a heck of a time sealing up all the leaks and keeping, you know, the farm from actually breathing from the negative pressure. Yeah. Now we're seeing we're moving to positive pressure, and I think it's easier on the equipment and cost. I talked to some large system the other day. They're spending about $250 a sow place to change to positive pressure, and that's probably less money than a single PRRS outbreak in a farm, or less money than a single PED outbreak. So we're seeing that solution to the aerosol. Aerosol is not a primary way that pathogens move, but it's certainly weather related. You know, anything can happen in a tornado or a thunderstorm, and especially in a high dense area where you've got a lot of pigs with different, you know, potentially different disease agents. And PRRS, you know, every farm, the PRRS is different and can reinfect if it gets to the next farms, or nearly so. So.
And in your consulting business, you're getting out to these farms. I mean, you get to see a good cross-section of biosecurity lapses. Is there any one particular thing that just absolutely galls you that you see on farm after farm after farm?
You know, it may not be a biosecurity issue per se, but it's a real indicator of how dedicated the farm people are, and that's how clean a farm is. So you go into a farm and there's trash around it outside, and you know all those places are places for rodents to hide, and then you go to a farm that it's spotless, there's flowers planted in the flower box, as you go inside everything's clean. And you talk to the people, and they're excited about working there. Mm-hmm. And so I think not exactly a biosecurity issue, but it's certainly an indicator of bad biosecurity.
And it tells you about their management style.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and rodent control things, all those little things have to be done.